Well, it happened just like I knew it would. We got a force majeure letter from our helium supplier today at our laboratory. Our supplier is a company called Airgas. And Airgas has sent out this letter regarding declaration of excuse of performance / force majeure condition to customers supplied with helium from Airgas USA LLC. And of course, I think it was 3 weeks ago that I told my lab, I even mentioned it on this podcast, I told my lab people, I said, look, you better just order up all the helium you're going to need for the next year plus. Do it now, I said. And they were like, why? I'm like, just trust me. Just order up helium, like, freaking do it. Just get all the helium you can. I'm like, okay. So, you know, they call the supplier, like, we need lots and lots of helium. And the supplier's like, sure, no problem, because that was 3 weeks ago. So we now have this massive helium tank. Well, a couple of them. Maybe I could show you a video of this in the lab. But all of our lab equipment, well, not all of it, but a lot of it uses helium. It's used in the collision cell for mass spec instruments, by the way. It's got different uses in different instruments, but that's its main use. And we don't use a lot. For example, during instrument runs, we'll use 4 milliliters of helium per minute. It's not a lot, again, but you got to have it. If you don't have it, you're screwed, right? So when I said, buy the helium, and they said, yes, we will, and then they called the supplier. The supplier was, everything's cool. Now, 3 weeks later, we get the force majeure letter. And it's funny because my own lab people came up to me today with the letter. They're like, how did you know? I was like, well, you know, there's a lot of stuff I know that if you want to know, you can listen to my podcast. But I spend my time learning how the world works. And I know where stuff comes from. That's how I knew this was going to be a critical issue. So let me read the letter for you. Airgas regrets to inform you that the ongoing conflict in the Middle East, the subsequent closure of the Strait of Hormuz, Qatar Energy's complete suspension of its LNG and helium production, and other associated supply chain issues have impacted the supply of product. And they define product as helium. As a result of these circumstances, which are beyond Airgas's reasonable control, Airgas must declare an excuse of performance force majeure event effective March 17th, 2026, at 12:01 a.m. Eastern Standard Time. And yes, this letter was dated March 17th. At this time, Airgas is unable to estimate the exact duration of the force majeure. However, we will provide you updated information as promptly as we can. Check out this part. This is where it gets interesting. Airgas will allocate between all customers affected by the force majeure in an effort to mitigate the effect of this event. Currently, Airgas anticipates that it may be able to provide you with up to 50% of your normal monthly product consumption, based on the average monthly volume of product delivered to you for the prior 12 months. As of the effective date of this force majeure, any product you receive, get this part, any product you receive will be subject to a temporary surcharge of $13.50 per 100 cubic feet above your contracted price for such product. Surcharge. Helium surcharge. Okay. However, this is a dynamic situation and that could change quickly. We will issue further notifications as events unfold. During this force majeure period, you are permitted to obtain your product from other suppliers. Well, that's a relief. Upon your request, Airgas can provide you with a written consent to purchase a third-party substitute product. This letter, however, is not a release from any contractual obligations you may have to purchase product from Airgas once you are notified that the force majeure is over. In other words, you know, we will allow you to buy from somebody else if you could possibly find it, which you pretty much can't. Because, you know, helium is a global commodity, and if it's out at Airgas, it's out everywhere. Okay? Airgas values your business and regrets this situation. Please feel free to contact your account manager with additional questions. And this is signed Kevin Janowski, VP of Sales and Marketing, Airgas USA, LLC. Okay. So, by the way, I'm not blaming Airgas for any of this. Obviously, it's not their fault. What I'm saying is they had to declare force majeure because Trump attacked Iran. So Trump is burning down the world. Trump is destroying energy infrastructure. Trump created a war that didn't have to happen. And he caused the strait to be closed that was previously open. See, we didn't have a helium problem before Trump started the war. We didn't have a natural gas problem. We didn't have a sulfuric acid problem. We didn't have a, you know, an oil problem. We had free flow. And then Trump, you know, sells out to the Zionists, and now all of a sudden, you know, we don't have any helium. Well, I mean, we do at my lab because I can see these things coming, obviously. And we got all the extra helium that we need. Not only that, we increased our purchase quota, so that counts towards our ability to get more helium when we need it. So because I planned ahead, because I could see what was coming, our food lab now will not have to shut down. Isn't that great? So we will continue to test foods for heavy metals and glyphosate, and we'll do all the testing that we normally do for atrazine and E. coli and salmonella and all of that, so that you can get lab-tested foods at healthrangerstore.com. And although I was previously quite concerned about our ability to get helium, apparently we acted with enough forethought that we're able to get the supplies before Airgas declared force majeure. And of course, this is the way I work on everything. So when I'm urging you to consider food supplies, it's the same as me urging my lab employees to buy more helium. It's because I can see what's coming. Not difficult, actually, if you understand where things come from. And I know you do because you listen to my podcast. So you know that fertilizer is very strongly dependent on natural gas coming out of the Middle East. And it's all blocked at the moment. It doesn't mean there's no fertilizer in the world. It just means that all the other supplies are strained and increasingly scarce and expensive. And so that means farmers will use less fertilizer, which means crop yields will be reduced, etc. And that will end up in food shortages for the next year, even if there's peace tomorrow, which is highly unlikely. But yes, you and I, we can see these things coming. We know that with the Strait of Hormuz closure, there's a certain amount of oil and gas and sulfuric acid and helium in the pipeline that's like on the way, you know, that just made it out of the strait. But that is running out now. We're a little over a month into this war, and the pipeline of fuel that was on the way is pretty much done. Now we go into real scarcity. And for the month of April here, that we're entering now, for the whole month of April, it's just going to get worse and worse and worse. And I know Trump is saying that, oh, he wants to wrap this up in 2 weeks. Yeah, well, you know, wars don't work on a calendar schedule like that, especially when the other side has, you know, their own agenda and their own goals, and they're not going to just go along with Trump's calendar, it turns out. If anything, from what Trump is saying right now, he's going to walk away from the Strait of Hormuz and leave it in the hands of Iran, which probably means that, well, you know, this is not going to return to normal ship transport anytime soon. And that means that these energy shortages and helium shortages and fertilizer shortages, etc., could continue for quite an extended time, especially for Western nations that are allied with the United States, which initiated this war against Iran. I mean, think about it. If you were Iran, wouldn't you maybe restrict the strait to your enemies but allow your allies to use it? You could bet the U.S. would do that if they controlled it. And that's probably exactly what Iran will do, which means that, you know, our allies like South Korea and Taiwan and Japan and Europe, etc., probably not going to get much energy for a while, I would guess, unless they pay. Maybe if they pay enough, you know, they'll get some energy. You got to pay the toll, a couple million dollars per ship, perhaps. But if they don't pay, they're not going to get any energy. And so we're going to see scarcity. We're going to see, you know, shortages and energy problems and industrial problems and raw materials and sulfuric acid and polymers and all of this suffering from extreme shortages for at least the rest of this year and almost certainly well into 2027, even if this problem gets solved this year. And there's no guarantee that that will happen. So force majeure has hit us. But fortunately, I was able to move in advance of this, so we're actually fine. Our lab is fine. But other labs, they're screwed. Screwed. You know, these lab technicians are sitting there, you know, a month ago, like, eh, we don't pay attention to, you know, Trump or the war or the Middle East or whatever. We're just hunkered down doing our little mass spec stuff there. And then one day they get a letter. Force majeure? Oh my God, how did that happen? Yeah, you should have listened to the Mike Adams podcast because he told you this a month ago that this was going to happen. Because I did. I told everybody a month ago this was going to happen. And I'm telling everybody now what's going to happen later in the year. You know, if you missed my interview with David Dubin, you should check that out because David Dubin also talks about what's coming. I mean, this isn't actually rocket science. It just takes, I don't know, honesty to say something that is truthful, even if it contradicts our lying president or, you know, the White House bullcrap, which is just nothing but constant lies. To tell the truth takes courage, but it's not technically difficult. It's not hard to see what's coming. It's just for some reason, some people find it morally difficult to tell the truth. That's always been surprising to me. I've never had any problem telling the truth, which is why I've been banned everywhere, obviously. So the truth is, these supply chains are in horrible shape, and it's going to get a lot worse for the world. And yet, those who are prepared will be able to help themselves make it through all of this. And my job is to help you stay ahead of the curve and stay prepared. So what can you do to stay prepared? Well, obviously, you can continue to find my podcast and so on at brightvideos.com. I've got a lot of great interviews that are coming up. You'll love them. They're very informative. You can also download all the free books we have, almost 50,000 free books now, many of them on preparedness, at books.brightlearn.ai. You can read my articles at naturalnews.com and also articles from our other writers there as well. And then, you know, you can create your own books, or you can use our AI engine at brightanswers.ai. There's a lot of tools that you can use to stay informed and get prepared and get more self-reliant and more decentralized and more off-grid. You know, check out my show, decentralized.tv. And, you know, every episode is highly informative. So there's plenty that you can do. And you probably don't need helium, you know? So you're not going to worry about the lack of helium. You're just not going to get your birthday balloons or something, which is fine with me, because where I live in Texas, all these idiots in Austin keep releasing all their helium balloons that end up, well, they're Mylar balloons, and they land on my ranch. You know, I have to clean up all their stupid balloons, you know. And happy birthday. Yeah, your garbage, your birthday garbage landed on my ranch. I don't appreciate that. I guess that won't be happening for a while. No more helium. Yeah, happy birthday. Keep your balloons down to earth. How about that? You don't need to let them go. I mean, come on. This is freaking Austin morons. You know, do it old school. Fill your balloons with your stinky breath. Like we all used to do, you know, just fill it with your stinky breath. At least when you let go, it'll just fall to the ground. All right, enough of that. Sorry, I was going to go somewhere even more dark, and I decided not to. I vetoed myself on that one. Okay, so thank you for listening, and thank you for supporting us and our laboratory and our store, healthrangerstore.com. And yes, our lab will continue to function because we already planned for the force majeure, so we're doing fine. So thank you for all your support, and take care. Yes, the world is getting crazy, but here at the Health Ranger store, we're putting together a survival supply assortment for you. If you go to healthrangerstore.com/survival,
You'll see what we put together for you, including iodine and Iosat. That's a specific brand name of potassium iodide that's FDA approved. Or we have the nascent iodine here, which is less expensive in terms of the iodine that you get. These are available in case things go nuclear. It's clear that you will not be able to find any of this for sale anywhere. All the inventories will be wiped out, like what happened after Fukushima in 2011. So if you want to get your hands on some iodine, this is a chance to get it right now. HealthRangerStore.com/survival. In addition, we have many other survival items for you here, including some silver solutions, some spirulina available in bulk and at a discount, and then a large assortment of storable organic food that's laboratory tested, including our Ranger Bucket sets. Here's a 195-day supply. We've got the mini buckets, and we've also got number 10 cans available of freeze-dried fruits and vegetables and other things like miso soup powder. Here's some of the buckets. There's a big variety available. Here are some of the number 10 cans right here. Remember, a lot of people are missing fruit. They don't have enough vitamin C in their storable food. So, you know, getting bananas and pineapples and strawberries, especially, again, certified organic, freeze-dried. That is the highest quality with the highest nutrient preservation that you can get in any kind of a storable food format. All of this is available right now and so much more. Just go to healthrangerstore.com/survival. And because the freeze-dried foods last for so long, you know, even if you don't eat them this year or next year, just keep them on the shelf. They're going to last a very long time with good preservation, a long shelf life, and they will have value no matter what happens in the world. Now, of course, I'm praying for peace. I'm praying for de-escalation. I don't want to see World War III break out, and I certainly don't want it to go nuclear. But we're dealing with insane times and insane leaders and insane situations. Who knows what could happen tomorrow or next week? Disruptions could happen here in the United States. There could be, you know, domestic attacks that disrupt supply chains here in the U.S. So stock up early, stock up now, get your emergency food, emergency medicine, iodine, anything else that you think that you might need. Get it now. And by doing so, by shopping with us, you'll be supporting our platforms and our AI engines that we offer for free. That's funded in part by sales from our store. So shop with us at healthrangerstore.com/survival and help yourself get prepared and also help us bring you more free tools and platforms that can keep you informed no matter what happens in the world. I'm Mike Adams, the Health Ranger. Thank you for your support. God bless you all. Take care.